All right, bring out the right hand to sip. Uh-huh. Bring out the here we go. It's time. It's time for the closer.
Yeah.
Ken Smuckler and the Smuck Report.
Tom Fiddle Shrey. The duel in the desert, the slugfest in the sand, Viva Las Vegas. This is your Smuck Report presidential debate edition, part three. Coming into the debate, the Trump train was going up in flames like a Samsung Galaxy Note 7. Tom, folks have thought all along that one of the Bushes might take down Donald Trump in his campaign for the presidency. Maybe it would be Jeb, maybe George. But who knew that the Bush to finally take down the Trump was none other than Nancy O'Dell from Access Hollywood. Pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. Just days before the debate, the Donald challenges Hillary to a drug test, which is curious coming from a man who every day looks like he's overdosing on beta carotene. And just hours before the debate, the Trump team announces that it has invited to the debate one Malik Obama, Barack's estranged half-brother from Kenya. Sybil, the last time an African was on this many TV sets in America, Kunta Kinte had survived the Middle Passage on the slave ship Lord Legionnaire, and that was Roots, 1977. But Tom, that was only half of the Trumpster's pre-debate mind game. Hours before the debate, a right-wing online platform, Breitbart, introduced the world to a news reporter Bill Clinton allegedly sexually assaulted in 1980, threatening to bring her to the debate and sit her as Trump's guest next to Bubba, which would be the Fox News equivalent of Jackie Christie bringing January Gessert to a Basketball Wives LA get-together with Angel Brinks, when the whole world knows January slept with Angel's baby daddy, Tyreek Evans. But I digress. The candidates took to the stage. Donald in a blue serge suit. Hillary in her signature kimono. This time, a fetching winter white edition. I swear, Hillary's closet must be like walking through the wardrobe set of Hidden Dragon, Crouching Tiger. And to mark the final Smuck debate report, I thought I would go all Pope. Take out a chalice of my best bougie red and start my drinking game. You know, Sybil, a simple drinking game called Sex, Lies, and Videotape. But then, 50 minutes of substance. It started with the first question on the Supreme Court, which leads to a debate over abortion and Roe v. Wade, where Trump talks about body parts being removed from a woman in the last days of the last trimester. And Sybil, that was not the women body parts I was envisioning when I set the ground rules for the drinking game. And then we go 45 smucking minutes and nothing. No sex tape. No Miss America, all immigration, Putin's cyber attacks, and things like Chinese dumping steel and nuclear weapons in Sybil. I'm parched. So now, Tom, I go to Death Cocktail 4. Chuck the old Pope chalice, put the booze in the blender, and soon it would render that frozen concoction that helps me hang on. And then comes my knight in shining armor. Chris Wallace, with his question on fitness for being president. And now it's the Miss Universe and an eating machine. The nine femme fatales. Hillary going after Trump, going after the looks of his attackers. Trump going after the Clinton Foundation and Haitian haters. Hillary going after the Donald for fat-shaming his attackers and buying a painting for himself from his foundation. Then Trump going after the Hillary campaign for hiring folks to incite violence at Trump rallies in the primary. Whoa, Tom, the Osterizer started smoking. And just when I'm going to fire up the final debate fatty, Chris Wallace decides to go to the next debate area, foreign hotspots, which I was hoping meant go-go bars in Eastern Europe just to keep the game going, but no, it was foreign policy. And I gotta say, Tom, listening to both Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton trying to explain their foreign policy to defeat ISIS is like listening to the scientist who won the Nobel Peace Prize explain the quantum Hall effect and how at very low temperatures the strength of the magnetic field varies, but only in whole number steps. Whatever the smuck that means. Then Trump stepped into the La Brea tar pit of debate juju when he fails to accept the results of the election. Holy John Wilkes Booth, Batman. Memo to Donald. In America, we don't choose to change the rules of the election like some producer on American Idol deciding that each judge gets one more save to boost ratings. We have something called the 12th Amendment, which means that on the night of November 8th, you don't get the right to jump from the balcony to the stage of the Ford Theater and yell Sic Semper Tyrannis just because the Tyrannus Rex you tried to slay happens to be wearing a pantsuit. And really, Trump's whining about the system being rigged is like Odell Beckham whining about having a 23-yard receiving game in week 4 of the NFL. At some point, Jerry, you just want to horse collar these dopes and tell them to just shut the smuck up and play the game. Of course, like every other debate, once again, we have to deal with Hillary's emails. And yes, Hillary treats her emails like that Jenny from the blockhead, Casper not-so-smart, sexting tranny models. And memo to HRC, emails have consequences. Really, Sybil, just ask the L.A. jury that just took 4 hours to acquit Derrick Rose for sexually assaulting a girl who did what, Sybil? Oh, yeah, texted Pooh a picture of herself wearing nothing but a sex belt marketed under the trade name Monkey Bars. Finally, let me say this about Hillary emails. First, I don't know whether it's Russian hackers leaking Clinton top dog John Podesta's emails or my tech guy slash deli owner hacking Asian porn sites flopping Russian dress and corned beef on his corned beef specials all day. But I'm not sure I care either. But whoever it is, I really hope they have something more to bring to the party than Podesta calling Bernie Sanders a doofus, Donna Brazile getting the debate questions leaked to her, or Hillary telling Goldman Sachs one thing behind closed doors and another thing in public. I don't know about you, Sybil, but for my next president, I kind of want someone who knows a Kim Jong moron when she sees one, is willing to cheat and steal in trade talks to bring back manufacturing jobs to America, and isn't afraid to lie to me a little bit if it makes me feel that the world is just a little bit safer and we're a little bit smarter than the terrorists on the streets of Aleppo or the hedge fund terrorists on Wall Street, for that matter. And that's the Smuck Report. Check us out on Facebook. Like us on Twitter at Smuck Report. 19 days till Election Day. Look for the Donald to go after Hillary like Brad Pitt going after Maddox Jolie Pitt on his G-whatever at 10,000 feet over the Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport. And look for Hillary to go after the Donald like Tammy Roman going after DJ Duffy in Portugal on Basketball Wise of L.A. Season 5. Smuck off. Smuck out.